Welcome to Faith Out Loud Canada, sharing the Christ who cares together through practical Bible teachings. This is your host, Dan Purdy, connecting you with the pastoral staff and leadership team of Church in the Valley in Langley, British Columbia. Over the next 30 minutes, listen as inspirational speakers apply key Bible passages, parables, and stories to your modern life. Learn to enjoy God's never-ending love for you and to daily accept His greatest gifts. This brief time together will fill you with hope and confidence while teaching you to live your faith out loud. Today's presentation is entitled Soul Tsunami, based on Matthew 11, 28-30. Join us now as lead pastor Dr. David Jamieson begins sharing the Christ who cares together through Faith Out Loud Canada.
It's only January 29. We've only just begun a new year, and I bet there's some weary souls here today. Let's bow our heads as we pray. Father, we come to you this morning to honor you. We thank you for all that you have done in our lives. We just pause to express that to you right now. And Lord, we look at all of the activities that are ahead. We look at the pace of life. And we begin to wonder, and some of us are getting weary. May you bless us this morning as we open the scriptures. May your Holy Spirit come. May you do a work of restoring weary souls in our congregation today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Restoring weary souls. On December the 26th, 2004, an earthquake at 8.9 on the Richter scale created some seismic activity in the Indian Ocean that generated a tsunami that traveled over 600 miles per hour. Some of the waves were 30, 40 feet high, and some were 120 feet high. And when these waves struck the 23 countries of the Indian Ocean, there was unprecedented disaster. The devastation that took place left millions of people homeless. And now the United Nations is telling us that the death toll is almost 300,000 people. 300,000 people wiped out in a matter of seconds. And the media tells us today that their greatest struggle now is to keep the world focused on this disaster, because the world wants to move on to more things, to other things. The world is looking for other things to occupy its attention. It's given its billions to the people in need. Now its focus is elsewhere. I'd like to suggest to you this morning that just as the media is struggling to keep the world's attention focused on that catastrophe, that our God is trying to gain our attention this morning to focus our thoughts on an even greater catastrophe, the catastrophe of a soul tsunami. You see, there are millions of people today who are going about their lives in such a way that if they are not careful, they will lose out on eternity. There are millions of people today who may not reach their spiritual destination. These are not people who are shaking their fist at God and defying Him. These are not people who are turning away from God or rejecting Him. These are people who are in the churches of God who, without even knowing it, are feeling the waves rolling over them of a soul tsunami. These are people who may miss out on eternity simply because of soul fatigue. Do you know something? Jesus says there is a better way. Jesus says there is a better way to do life. He says in Matthew chapter 11 and verses 28 to 30, he says, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened. Take my yoke upon you, for it is light, and you will find rest unto your souls." Are you weary today? Do you need to have your soul restored today? David wrote about these things a long time ago. David was a military man. David was king of the nation of Israel. He was very busy. But he wrote that there is a better way to do life. This morning, as we begin a new sermon series entitled Restoring Weary Souls, I'd like for you to join me on a journey of looking at five signs of soul fatigue. I'd like for you to take a diagnostic test this morning to determine whether the soul tsunami waves are flowing over you and preventing you from having the kind of spiritual walk with God that you long to have. And then immediately after that, I want to share with you four solutions to soul fatigue. Shall we see if the screen is ready yet? Do we have any control? We'll keep going. The very first sign of soul fatigue is a frequent sense of being rushed. A frequent sense of being rushed. Activity overload. There are millions of people today, many in this room, who are saying to themselves, "I can't keep up. There's just not enough time in the day. There's too many activities. There's too many responsibilities. There's too many obligations. There's just not enough time. I can't keep up." People are saying that the pace of life is so fast that the inflated desires and expectations of life, they're so large that life has simply become insane. Life has become simply insane. So the first sign is a frequent sense of being rushed. It is a sense that there's just not enough time, that there is activity overload in life, that there's no margin, that if something goes wrong, if one little thing goes wrong, if there's one delay, that all of a sudden you are so far behind that it's impossible to keep up. And you know, the crazy thing about our society is this, that even though we feel like things are far ahead of us, we want to go faster. When we diet, we want to use Slim Fast. When we send things in the mail, we send them Federal Express. When we use long distance, many people use Sprint. And when people are donning swimming trunks, what kind do you think they don? Speedo. We're living in that kind of a world where we want things to go faster and faster, but yet it seems that we just can't keep up. Do you wrestle with a sense of being rushed? Do you have this continuous feeling of being behind, of being preoccupied with something you have to do? This morning, I'd like you to take out your bulletin insert if you have one with you. There are pens provided in the pews as well. I'd like you to take them out, and I'd like for you to look there under the five signs of soul fatigue and write in a frequent sense of being rushed. And then I'm asking you next to number one there to write down a yes or a no to this question. Do you wrestle with a sense of being rushed? Do you have this continuous feeling of being left behind, of being preoccupied with something you have to do? Write a yes or a no. We can't talk about it anymore because there's not enough time. So let's move to the second point on the next slide. A difficulty making decisions. Another sign of soul fatigue is a difficulty in making decisions. Do you know today that we are obsessed with having as many choices as we could possibly have? There is choice overload happening in our society. Let's just take a look at one very simple little thing. Washing our hair. Do you know that 100 years ago when people washed their hair, they had one choice? To use lye soap. If you want to wash your hair today, you have 1,260 options of shampoo to choose from. There is shampoo for damaged hair. There's shampoo for oily hair. There is shampoo for dry hair. There is shampoo for frizzy hair. There's shampoo for all kinds of hair. There is shampoo with egg in it. There is shampoo with beer in it. There is shampoo that smells like every flower you can think of. There is shampoo that smells almost like every fruit you can think of, and many vegetables too. We have choice overload. Do you know that there are over 2,000 kinds of skin products today? There are over 75 different types of tennis shoes alone in all kinds of different colors. And do you know that 30 years ago, there were just 3 television networks, where now today you can subscribe to over 130 channels and have 72,000 programming options per month? We are obsessed with choice overload, and many people have a difficulty making decisions today. Do you wrestle with a sense of indecision? Do you have a difficulty with choice overload? Write a yes or a no by number 2 on your sheet. The third sign of soul fatigue is a surplus of information and a deficit of wisdom. Do you feel like you have information overload today? Do you feel like there's all kinds of things out there that you should be mastering, but you just don't have enough time to even begin to think about those? I have all kinds of gadgets, from Palm Pilots to computers to computer programs to wristwatches and DVDs and VCRs, all kinds of things that I haven't even begun to think about trying to master, and they all come with 49 pages of instructions, and I hate instructions. And that's just the number of pages that are in English. We are living in the most informed generation in all of human history. After all, we have CNN News 24 hours a day. We have information coming at us to the extent that we can't handle it. We are the most informed generation in human history. But I have to ask you the question this morning: are we the wisest generation in human history? Are we able to take that information and, through a wisdom that God provides, use it to live in a way that brings honor and glory to Him? The third question on our diagnostic checkup this morning is, do you notice that you are living with a decreasing sense of wisdom due to information overload? You write a yes or a no by that question as well. And I have to tell you, if you check 3 out of 3 already, you're in real trouble. The next slide says that the fourth sign of soul fatigue is a superficiality in my relationship with God. This gets a little personal now. Where are you? Where am I in our relationship with God? When it comes to worship, do you worship when it is convenient? Is your worship on Sabbath morning spasmodic? Is it something that takes place when it fits into your schedule? And when you come to church to worship on Sabbath morning, have you come prepared to meet God in that worship? Have you come to engage the holy God of the universe and ask Him to speak to you and to bless you? What kind of worship experience do you have personally? And how about your prayer life? Is your prayer life something that takes place on the run? Are your prayers 1 or 2 minutes or 30 seconds a day when you happen to think about it? Do you feel that you are unconnected to God? Do you feel that you are not experiencing all that you should in your Christian walk as a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ? The average Christian prays less than 3 minutes. And how about in our character development? Do you feel that somehow there's a stagnation in your character development where you're just not moving by some issues, some sins that are in your life, and you're there and you're stuck on this journey towards the spiritual destination of heaven, but you're not moving any further along the way? Are you worried that you may come to the end of your life and still be dealing with the same stupid junk, the same stupid sins that you're dealing with now, and that you won't have any further character development in your life? Where are you in your relationship with God? Do you have a sense that things are stagnant and superficial in your relationship with God? Put a yes or a no by point number 4. And then the fifth sign of soul fatigue is a decreased ability to love. If I were to ask you this morning how many of you would like to be more loving, probably everyone here would put up their hands and say, yes, I want to. I need to be more loving. Hardly anyone would say, no, I want to be less loving. But you know, we're living in a world today where people are experiencing soul fatigue. And it is such a serious, deadly thing for us that we are so tired that we are unable to give love even to the people within our own families. Philanthropic organizations today refer to it as donor fatigue. Organizations that deal with volunteers call it compassion fatigue. And churches, when they come to nominating committee time in particular, call it volunteer fatigue. Parents understand this. Parents who are out there working 9 to 5 and much more than that realize that when they come home, they're fatigued. Just having a baby fatigues. But raising the babies, that's another story. And moms and dads look at their kids and they realize that these kids need some attention, that these kids need some conversation, that these kids need to have your presence, that they need some devoted time. But you just said, I can't do it. I'm too tired. I'm empty. I just can't do it. And you have a decreased ability to love. Do you find that you are becoming less loving? Think about that one. Could it be that there is a soul tsunami wave that has been flowing over your life that is causing you to have these 5 signs of soul fatigue? I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands this morning. I know this is scratching where it itches. Because our society is out of whack. We live in a society that pushes people into a way of life that doesn't make sense. Many people are finding that their hearts are growing smaller, their spirits are withering, their sense of joy is evaporating, and their ability to appreciate and experience awe and wonder is disappearing. Many people today are beginning to feel that the life is being squeezed out of them. Many people today feel like they are on a treadmill and they cannot get off. Friends, the deal is that Jesus says there's a better way. Jesus says the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But I have come that they might have life and have it to the full. Jesus says there's a better way of doing life than you're doing it in the 21st century. Jesus says we need to think about it, folks, because our spiritual destination is at stake. David wrote about it. He said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters." And notice these remarkable words. Maybe you didn't notice them before. Say them with me. He restores my soul. Do you have a weary soul that needs to be restored today? I want to share with you this morning that there are four secrets that are found in these two verses of the 23rd Psalm. There are four solutions to soul fatigue. The first solution to soul fatigue is simply this: give your life to God each day. So simple. Have you given your life to God today? Did you do that when you woke up this morning? Ask God to be the shepherd of your life every day. He says, "The Lord is my shepherd." We can go about our lives with the Lord being our shepherd, or we can go about our lives in the alternative. You know what the alternative is? To go about your life on your own, by yourself, worrying about your own issues, dealing with everything that comes your way, including death, when it comes knocking at your door. David says, "The Lord is my shepherd." A 20th century shepherd by the name of Philip Keller wrote this in his book on the 23rd Psalm. He said, "Sheep require more attention and meticulous care than any other class of livestock." And what does the Bible say we are? The sheep of his pasture. God offers to be our shepherd. We need a shepherd. Have you given your life over to Him today and every day? It is the first solution to soul fatigue. The second solution to soul fatigue is to go through life content. The idea here is that if the Lord is your shepherd, you will not be in want. If the Lord is your shepherd, He'll take care of your every need, your every want, and you can begin to live a life of personal contentment. But you know, our world does not create people that way, does it? Our world creates people with the opposite to this. Our world creates people today with a chronic discontentment. Our world today creates people with an insatiable desire. Our world today creates people who are clamoring for every possible thing that the world offers. Our world today is based on an economy of production. The smartest people in our world today spend their days doing two things, and that is trying to convince you and I to feel discontentment and to answer that discontentment by going out and buying the very next product that they flash on the TV screen or the radio. And I don't know if you realize it or not, but one of the things that receives the most focused discontentment is your body. The world is pushing all kinds of discontentment at your body. They tell you you need whiter teeth, so you need to buy this. They say that your hair has to be such and such a way, so you need to try this. They tell you that there is a better computer out there that does such and such, so use this. They tell you that you need to have a bigger home and a newer car and better clothes, a sleeker body. There is every kind of physical contraption out there to help you exercise. That's the kind of person the world is creating today. Jesus says, if I'm your shepherd, you'll not be in want. I will take care of your needs. The Bible also says, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?
We certainly hope that today's message demonstrated God's powerful love for you and encouraged you to seek a deeper relationship with Him. Perhaps you are struggling with something in your life with which you need help. It could be your finances, your job, a relationship. Perhaps it's an addiction or something else that you're concerned about. Don't miss the opportunity to call on Jesus to help you. The pastoral staff and leadership team at Church in the Valley can help you have a dynamic, personal relationship with God and show you how to be of service to others in your community. Check out our free online resources at churchinthevalley.ca. Our popular audio and video archives are only a click away. This is your host, Dan Purdy, thanking you for sharing the Christ Who Cares Together with us. Until next time, share your faith out loud, Canada.